Krauss actually got his start in music. He was trained in violin at a very young age.
Later, he recorded with some big-time musicians like The Doors, The Monkees, Stevie Wonder, and George Harrison.
Strange days have fallen on.
He was among the first musicians to experiment with synthesizers, and he worked on movies like Rosemary's Baby.
What have you done to it?
And Apocalypse Now.
But he was looking for something more, and in 1968, he and his creative partner, Paul Beaver, decided to make an album that would incorporate natural sounds.
The album was called In a Wild Sanctuary.
When Beaver passed away suddenly, Krauss took that as a sign and left the musical world for the natural one, for good.
Finally, in 1979, I went back to school and got my PhD in bioacoustics, finished it in 1981. And little by little found ways to, kind of make a living at it by recording in the field for museums and aquaria and zoos and doing installations, sound installations in these various places.
He's been building his collection of soundscapes ever since.
What we're looking for is a home for this archive, an institutional home, place where it's going to get some use, where people can study what's happening to the changing soundscapes. And what I want is I want a place that's going to deal with this thing in an interdisciplinary way, one that's going to involve not only biology and bioacoustics and music and theater, medicine. All of these things apply to this particular collection.
I don't know if you want to take a break, but I have one other follow-up question, may sound stupid, but... Just imagine, for someone who might not understand what that means or why that's important, could you answer why should we care about that?
You want to care about that for the same reason that you want to care about animals disappearing from the face of the planet. And it's important because it's a language. And it's important to preserve because it has that narrative in it. And it's a historical narrative. It's a musical narrative. It tells us about so many things about ourselves and how we're doing in relationship to the rest of the living world around us. That's why it's important. For me, I can't think of very much more important because it really signals how quickly things are changing. And especially with global warming, which I think is the most formidable thing we've got to deal with now. So I would just pay some very careful attention to that and hope that others would too, because contained within it is all the stuff we need to know.